Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, as AI tools become more powerful and I guess more common, the big question facing developers today is simple. Are humans still essential in writing code? Now, despite AI's ability to automate tasks and churn out code at scale, companies are quietly changing how they recruit tech talent. It's no longer just about who can code, but I think it's about who can solve real world problems. That's one. Two, work in teams and also understand the bigger picture at play. And I want to talk all about that. I'm in conversation with Asif Hassam, co-founder of Zio. It's an online coding school, to discuss why the need for human coders isn't going anywhere and how the expectations of what makes a good developer are changing fast. So Asif, good evening to you. A very warm welcome. And let me start with something maybe a little bit controversial, but I'm sure you've heard this before. If AI can write code faster than a junior or a mid-weight developer, why would a company hire coders in the first place?
All right, cool. Thanks so much for having me on this session. I love talking about this topic, right? So I myself, let me give you a brief background about me, right? So I am a software engineer myself, right? I have over 6 years, 7 years of experience in the industry. And so yes, right now there's a lot of AI tools that are out there. There's Claude, there's Lovable, there is Cursor AI, quite a few of them that have been released, which are able to write code, right? From my perspective, okay, I still feel that because I've used them myself, I've tried to build certain apps and features on our platform using that AI tools. I have never, ever been able to get something right, okay? Because the problem AI has right now is understanding the requirements properly, right? And if you don't, like, if you have a client who wants an app in a certain requirement, the moment you start using AI tools for doing that, it's never 100%. You always need a human coder to come and change things there, right? So I don't think that, you know, AI is going to like replace developers. What I do feel that it'll make developers more efficient. That's what I feel. And secondly, it's more of a tool than a replacement.
But surely as artificial intelligence becomes more adept, the need for human beings, as you're suggesting, to fix things or to act in some oversight role is going to diminish.
Yeah, so now think about this, right? It's also when humans come in, there's an element of trust, right? If let's say a bank, do you see yourself, do you see FNB leaving the entire code base running on the hands of an AI, right? This is the kind of questions you need to ask, right? There's some really sensitive things that cannot be delivered by AI, they cannot be left upon AI. There has to be supervision, there has to be there. Right. Even a lot of startups, when they're trying to build, I mean, they can build the first MVP using AI, right? But again, if you're not a developer, you don't understand what it's producing, right? Like I actually told my wife to build something for me using AI, and she agreed with me that she was struggling to build anything. She wasn't understanding what was happening, right? So yes, the nature of the work is going to change. It'll be more supervision, right? But I think because your knowledge is important, because when AI makes a mistake, you need to be able to pick up the mistake, right? You can't write more code on broken code. Then you're just going to create a mess.
So we're starting, I think, to see fewer companies now using automated coding. Are you noticing that employers are turning away from that concept? They're obviously looking for human beings, but what sort of skills then is needed in that respect? I guess it's about context, understanding context, about ethics, and even good judgment.
Yeah, so there's this new concept ever since AI has been released called prompt engineering, right? I don't know why it's called engineering. It's just, you know, you need to know how to prompt, right? So for example, as a developer, let's say I need to churn out a feature for a Netflix video player, right? So when I'm building that feature, I need to know how to use the right tools so I can give that feature out faster, right? Now, when you work in a tech team, right, development never stops, right? The biggest problem in working in tech teams is that you never know if a feature is going to be helpful to a user or not, right? And for you to find that out, you have to build the feature out, take it to market, do some beta testing, see the results. What AI helps here with is building that feature faster, taking it out to market, right, and getting the feedback quicker, right? So that's where, like, you see all this comes together when you're getting new skills with AI.
So are you seeing then the gap widening between people who understand how software fits into the real world and, as you say, those who are prompt engineers who are simply feeding into existing models?
Yeah, like I said, right, prompt engineers without coding experience, right, I feel like cannot do anything, right? There is no way you can compare. No one, okay, if you want a prompt engineer to teach, like, you know, ask the AI to do your account, so analyze some data, that's fine, right? But a prompt engineer with no coding experience trying to build a mobile app, I feel like that's going to go nowhere.
So what type of new skills then are currently in the greatest demand as far as young developers are concerned?
All right, cool. So firstly, you will definitely need to learn the fundamentals, right? The fundamentals are crucial, because once you have that, everything else falls in place much more better. So from there, what you need to then learn is how to use tools like GitHub Copilot that autofills your code for you. You need to know how to use AI to debug your code base. So for example, if you're building an app and you, because a lot of time is spent on, you know, solving the problem in the code base. So a bug has come up, you missed a comma somewhere, and I find it, you know, you've typed the wrong name somewhere, the variable name is wrong. So you can use AI tools to look through your code and find that error. That will save you a lot of time. Like, I've spent hours, even days looking for errors, right? So again, the same skills that are there right now, full stack web development, data science, cybersecurity, all these skills are still relevant. But how you now, you know, mix those skills with AI, that's what makes you a super developer.
And Asif, let me ask you a final question. Are you worried that we are producing technically capable but maybe professionally unprepared coders? In other words, people who can write code but can't explain it, defend it, or even adapt to it when there is a degree of pressure being put on the process.
Yeah, so that's the thing, right? So when you're actually writing code, right, I always say that the biggest problem for software engineers is not writing code. It's always trying to figure out, you know, what the problem is, trying to figure out the requirements from the client and building exactly to client spec, right? That's the biggest issue right now. And but I think those can be fixed as well, right? It all requires a lot of practice. Now, if you jump into coding and you jump directly using into AI tools, you will miss the practice element, right? And with practice, what I mean is, you know, getting requirements, producing what the client wants. And, you know, that's where you get client satisfaction. That means you're doing good as a developer, you're producing efficient code. All these things come with practice, right? So whoever's trying to learn how to code, I would say, just pretend like there's never been AI tools right now. Just make sure you learn your fundamentals, you build a few projects exactly from requirements, and then jump into AI tools, and you will see how it's helping you become a better developer.
And that is a window into the new world of coding and the relationship with artificial intelligence. My thanks to Asif Hassam, co-founder of the online coding school Zio. I do appreciate your time tonight.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.